Let's see, would you say in the 30s money was scarce?
Huh?
Would you say that in the 30s money was scarce?
I think it, let's see, when was we had a money panic? What year was we had a money panic on?
29, 30, 31, 32.
Yeah, cotton sold
for... 33, I think.
33, cotton sold.
32 is when we moved back from the place where we moved from and come down here.
Mm-hmm. The cotton was selling for 2 cents a pound.
Mercy.
Cotton was selling...
Our cattle brought 4 cents.
No, I don't think it brought that. My brother picked the... He quit picking up there. He was making bales of acorn better and he quit picking it, you know. He couldn't get enough to pay the papers.
Well,
and
that's cool, isn't it?
Huh?
That's way up about
the... Money was scarce, wasn't it?
And he had a little money of his own. One way he wasn't down, he had some money. So he got the banker over here to put in. He had 7 bales of cotton over here on the yard and he put it in the loan, you know, some kind of loan, and then paid insurance on it, you know, mm-hmm. housing and things like that. And it stayed there about 2 or 3 years. And I think it's 7 bales, and he got $20 when it sold.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking it up, you know, the rent, the houses, and things, mm-hmm. the warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
Money would buy lots then.
Well, when you were a boy and would go swimming, did you have any special word for jumping in the water and landing flat on your stomach?
Well, I'd call it a belly buster. You know, water's hard as rock?
You bet.
Sure, if you jump way high and hit it flat, you sure blessed. Did you know that?
Just get just as red as a beet, wouldn't you?
That's right. It's hard. If you hit it plumb flat, you can go ahead first, it won't bother you. But or the feet first you go down, but you just, you know, I've heard the old boys jump, you know, and they'd make a bad jump, and they say, well, he had a belly button, you know. you've heard that thing.
Yeah, did you swim much when you were a boy?
Oh, yeah, all the time I'd get away from the house, I'd boot some creek, and it would go.
Well, what did you call it when your children were young, and they'd get down in the grass, and put their head down, and kick their feet, and flop over on their back?
Turn the somersault.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call it. Somersets, I believe that's what I call it.
And what did you call it when the baby, before he started to walk, would go around on his hands and knees?
Crawling.
They're sure goers, aren't they?
People don't let kids crawl anymore, though. They're afraid they'll get dirty.
Boy, mine did. Mine crawled and crawled and crawled.
It's good for them to crawl.
Yeah?
You see, the people now, they can't stand up while they hold them in their arms.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We just put them down and let them go.
Our little boys had to hold them.
Yeah.
They don't like for them to get dirty, you know.
Were your children climbers?
Pretty bad.
Did you ever have to go up and bring them down?
I might have to make them come down, but I couldn't go up.
What'd they go up on?
What is that?
Limbs.
Limbs?
Trees.
I just wondered if your children were climbers when they were young.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Climb saplings, and then worse than that, I caught them one day climbing saplings and then chopping the sapling down with them, you know, great long sapling.
And then just ride it down?
Ride it down.
My
ride
goodness.
It down on top of it. I kind of broke.
A long time they just ride and climb up, you know, and then just weak sapling with the ground.
Yeah.
Bend it over.
They'd do everything they're big enough
to do. Yeah. Yeah, that's a thrill too, but my goodness, break a lot of things. Did you say you swam very often?
Huh?
Did you say you used to go swimming often?
Yeah, I like to swim. Mm-hmm. Always did. When I was up on the river, I'd go every evening and chill with the river and take a bath, you know, and take a swim. It's good. That's really a good exercise. Swimming, you know, mm-hmm. it moves every part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for you.
Did you dive?